It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
On Trackside, the Mountain Yard.
All right, mate, take it away.
Righto, race six, number eight, Scenic Host, is my best of the day at the Bull on Jericho Cup Day. And a shout out to everyone down there at Warrnambool. They're expecting a crowd bigger than 5,000 today on Jericho Cup Day. So sounded like a ripper night last night. And, yeah, it's always well supported, this meeting. So great to see Scenic Host for Mick O'Leary and Linda Meach. I'll tell you what, I've backed this horse a few times. And I think first up today, he can come from back lead. The speed should be good with Grassmere Jewel, and there's a few others that roll. So I reckon it'll be coming home over top of them. I think it can be getting the money. Then I go to Hawkesbury, race five, number six, Waikato Flyer for Greg Hickman and Tyler Schiller. This has drawn a good gate. He won last start. He's effective at the trip. He'll get a sweet run, and I think he'll be winning. Then I go to Armadale, race four, number three, Danza in the Dark. This will be improved from its first up run. It needs a little bit of luck from that gate, but if it slots in nicely and gets a sweet run, I think it'll be hard to beat. Race one at the Sunny Coast, number three, Macambo for Justin Stanley. Mick Lakey's a good trainer, Mick, and this horse is getting up to a trip where it's going to travel a bit sweeter and not a bad race this. So I think Macambo can get the money. Then I go to Clare, to the Jim Barry Clare Valley Cup, and I'm going with Dom Tenure from gate one, number eight, Dazzling Prospect. It's only 1-2 from 19, which is not ideal, and one of those was only three starts ago, but there are a bit of a bunch of bangers in this, and I just reckon it'll get a sweet run, and it can be hard to beat. And then Pinjarra, I am race three, number eight, Just Adorable. For Troy Turner, I reckon this is knocking on the door. It was good first up. It'll be better again today. So we'll go race three, number eight, Just Adorable. They are my best bets around the country. I have done quaddies for Sunny Coast and Warrnambool, and they are up on the quaddie app.
Beautiful. I'm short, sharp and shiny today, and it gets stuck underway on race one at Hawkesbury, race one, number four, Head of the Herd. Now, if this goes under, I'm going to reload the other three anyway because it's always the first leg. But race one, number four at Hawkesbury, and these four are all part of my multi. Race six, number six, this is the best of the day anywhere here. Same as Tommy mentioned before, Misty Legend. This just should be winning this. It was best of the day the other day, got scratched. $1.85 at the moment, but that's the lock of the day. We go to the Sunny Coast, race six, number one at the Sunny Coast, which is Demon Darb for Robbie Heathcote, Mark Duplessis. And then Armadale, race eight, number 12 at Armadale, which is called Yamabushi for the Chris Lees camp and Ashley Morgan. Now, if Head of the Herd goes under at Hawkesbury, we reload the others. But Hawkesbury, 1-4, Hawkesbury, 6-6, Sunny Coast, 6-1. And Armadale, 8-12, and that's a $16 multi. So my best bet of the day is a $16 multi, really. And if it's not, the first one goes under, it's going to be about a $8 multi, $7 or $8 multi. So they're my two best of the day. And that is the Mountain Yard.